请翻到哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
We'll read from verse 24.
我们从二十四节念起。
24 to 29.
从二十四节读到二十九节。
Now I rejoice in sufferings for you, and I feel of that which is behind of the tribulations of Christ in my flesh, for his body, which is the assembly.
现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
Of which I became minister.According to the dispensation of God, which is given me towards you, to complete the word of God.
我照神为你们所赐我的职分，做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。
The mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but has now been made manifest to his saints.
这道就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。
To whom God will make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the nations, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Whom we announce, admonishing every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, to the end that we may present every man perfect in Christ.
二十八节，我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
Whereunto also I toil, combating according to his working.Which works in me in power.
我也为此劳苦，将照着他在我里面运用的大能尽心竭力。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Verses 9 and 10.
第九节和第十节。
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
And ye are complete in him.
你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
May we have a further word of prayer.
有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, we do thank thee for inviting us to thy table.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你邀我们来参加你的召令，有奉于你的桌子。
We thank thee for feeding us with thyself.
我们感谢你是用你自己来喂养我们。
We thank thee for the communion with thy blood and with thy body.
我们感谢神，我们能在主的血和主的身体上有交通。
We realize once again that thou art everything to us.
我们再一次的承认你是我们的一切。
And our hearts do bow in worship.
我们的心向你献上敬拜。
As we continue in thy presence,
当我们还留在你的面光中，
we pray that thou will speak to us through thy word.
我们求你接受你的话向我们说话。
Because thy word is life.And spirit to us.
因为你的话对我们是灵是生命。
We pray that our Holy Spirit will breathe again upon thy written word.
我们还求圣灵吹气在这些圣经上的话语。
And give us light and life.
赐给我们亮光和生命。
And draw us closer to thyself.
吸引我们更多来亲近你。
That we may truly realize.That thou art all things to us.
让我们真正能够认识你是我们的一切。
And we want to give thee all the glory.
我们把一切的荣耀都归给你。
In the name of our beloved Lord Jesus Christ.
奉亲爱的主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for gathering us together these days.
感谢神这几天能够让我们聚集在一起。
I always feel that any opportunity of gathering together is God's mercy.
我深觉每一次圣徒们聚在一起乃是神的一个大怜悯。
Who are we that he should be so mindful of us?
我们到底是什么人他顾念我们。
And for this, we are very thankful to him.
我们为的是我们满心感谢。
The burden of this time is on the way to fullness.
这次特会的负担是在进入丰满的道路。
The Colossians believers, they really have a desire to grow into perfection.
在哥罗西的圣徒们，他们的确有一个愿望，能够进到一个完满的地步。
That they may experience the fullness of God.
叫他们能够经历神的丰满。
But unfortunately, they are ignorant of the way to fullness.
但是他们不明白到底进入神丰富的道路是什么。
And because of this, they were being led astray.
因为这个缘故，所以他们就被人引导误导了。
Instead of seeing that Christ is the way to fullness,
什么？因为没有看见基督是达到的丰满的路。
They began to trust in some laws.And in some philosophy,
他们却相信一些的律法和一些哲学的思想。
So the apostle Paul, he wrote this letter to them to correct them.
所以使徒保罗就写这封信来改正他们。
And to lead them back to Christ,
要把他们重新带回基督。
So in this letter to the Colossians,
所以这一封哥罗西书
，the main thought is fullness.
这个主要的思想观念就是讲到这个丰满。
Where can we find fullness?
我们到底在什么地方能从哪里能找到这个丰满？
And how are we going to enter into this true fullness?
我们怎么能进入这个真实的丰满？
He began this letter with a prayer.
当然，这一封信开头就是他的一个祷告。
Because he fully realized that in spiritual things, man.Are absolutely helpless.
因为他深知，在属灵世上，人是毫无能力。
No matter how clever you are,
不管你多聪明
，you are not able to really grasp spiritual things.
你没有办法真正的抓住那个属灵事。
You are able to understand it in your mind.
你可以头脑上有一些领会
，but it does not affect.Your life.
但是这个并不能够影响你的生活。
It's only by the grace of God.
唯有借着主耶稣基督的恩典。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的能力。
That we may be led into the truth.
我们才能够被带进入那个真理。
The truth that will set us free.
真理叫我们的自由。
So he prayed for the Colossians believers.
所以保罗为哥罗西的信徒们祷告。
And I believe that this prayer.Is still good on us.
我相信这个祷告对我们今天说还是很重要的。
How we need to be filled with the full knowledge of God's will.
我们能怎么能够充被这个认识神的认识神的完全充满
？And this knowledge of God's will is to be known in all wisdom.And spiritual understanding.
神的这个旨意，我们必须用智慧和悟性来领会。
The will of God is very simple.
神的旨意非常简单。
His will is centered upon His own beloved Son.
他的旨意乃是集中在他爱子的身上。
He wants His Son to have the first place in all things.
他要爱子在万事上居首位。
And that is to say, he wants to the, his son to be all and in all.
换句话说，就是他要他的儿子成为一切，也在一切之内。
Because all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him.
因为神本身一切的丰富都是居住在他儿子的里面。
I believe this is very easily understood.
我想这是非常容易领会的。
And yet somehow, it doesn't seem to really affect our life.
但是实际上好像并没有真正影响我们的生活。
It is because we know it only in our mind.
因为我们对这个的领会仅仅是在我们的头脑里头。
And we have not received it in spiritual wisdom.
我们并没有用属灵智慧来领受它。
The wisdom that is from above.
这个智慧是从上头来的。
Wisdom is working knowledge.
这个智慧乃是一个有功效的一个知识。
Wisdom is knowing how to use knowledge.
这个智慧乃是知道怎样来用这个知识。
It is experiential.
那是一个经历性，经历方面。
We experience what we know.
我们经历我们所知道的。
And also with spiritual understanding.
也需要属灵的悟性。
And that is to say, a heart that hears.
就是说一个能听的心。
It is not something registered in our mind.
不是光光留在我们头脑里的这种东西。
It is something that touches our heart.
那个是摸着我们心的一个东西。
This is the way that we need to learn to know the full knowledge of God's will.
这就是能够认识神旨意，丰满认识他旨意的一条的路。
And if we are being filled with such a knowledge,
当我们被这样一个认识被充满的时候，
that will deliver us from all distractions,
能够救我们脱离所有引我们离开这个的，
and will lead us captive to Christ alone,
就叫我们这个整个的心直在基督面前。
So this is the full knowledge of God's will.
这是神他旨意的完满的认识。
And by this knowledge, we are being led into fullness.
因着这个认识，我们就被带进神的这个丰满。
Now we have already shared that all the fullness dwells in Christ.
我们已经交通一切的丰满都居住在基督里面。
The fullness of God is in Christ.
神的丰满在基督里。
The fullness of creation is in Christ.
受造的这一个丰满是在基督里。
The fullness of new creation is also in Christ.
新造的那一个丰满也在基督里。
If you take Christ out of these,
如果你把基督从这些拿开的话，
then you got emptiness.
结果你是空虚的。
If you take Christ out of God,
如果你把基督从神里拿出来，
you will never be able to know him.
你就永远没有办法认识神。
If you take Christ out of creation,
如果你把基督从受造拿出来，
no matter how profound your scientific knowledge may be,
不管你的科学的思想多么的深，
you will not be able to understand creation.
你就永远不懂得不领会什么神
是。 If you take Christ out of creation,
你就如果你把基督从受造拿出来，
all creation will disintegrate.
所有的受造都要分散分离。
The same thing is true with the new creation.
照样在新造里头也是一样。
The new creation is the church.
新造就是教会。
If you take Christ out of the church,
如果你把基督从教会拿出来，
then church no longer exists.
这个教会就不再存在了。
You may have an institution,
你可以有一个组织，
a religious organization,
一个宗教的团体，
But there is no church, the body of Christ.
那就根本没有基督这一个基督的身体，
所以
教会。
All fullness is found in Christ.
所以一切的丰满都在基督里。
Not only Christ, but His work.
不光是基督以及他的话。
We have considered together that by the blood of His cross, He reconciled all things in heaven and on earth.To his fullness.
我们看见因着基督的十字架所流的血，叫所有天上地下一切的都能够与这个丰满和好。
And not only by his blood, by the body of his flesh, he reconciled us to the fullness of God.
不光是他的血，也借着他身体在十字架在为我们舍了，也把我们恢复到。
And these are the things that we have already shared before.
这是我们前两天所交通的。
And this morning we would like to go a little further.
今天早晨我们想进一步的有点交通。
We have seen that fullness is in Christ.
我们看见了这个丰满是在基督里。
But how can His fullness become ours?
那么怎么能让基督的丰满成为我们的？
In what way do we enter into His fullness?
我们是一条怎样的路把我们带进基督的丰满
？And have His fullness to be ours.
叫他的丰满成为我们的。
In Colossians chapter 1, verse 19.
在哥罗西书一章第十九节。
For in him all the fullness was pleased to dwell.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
In the original, you do not have all the fullness of the Godhead here.
在原文的里面，十九节里并没有说到这个神的神本神格里的。这个丰是丰满。
It just that all fullness dwells in him.
啊，原文希腊文就是只有说到丰满，一切的丰满是在他里面。
Because there, the presentation is all fullness.
啊，这个地方所说的就是一切的丰满。
Not only the fullness of the Godhead.
不单单是神格里面的这个丰满。
But the fullness of the outworking of God.
乃是神工作的一切的丰满。
Not only all that God Himself is.
不单是神他本身所是。
But all that God has done.
一切神所做的。
The creation and the new creation.
他的旧造以及他的新造。
In everything, the fullness dwells in Christ.
在一切的受造里面，那个丰满是在基督里面。
And this is the eternal.
这是个永远的真理。
But when you read chapter 2,
但是如果你去读第二章
verse 9,
第九节
it says, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
第九节说是因为神本性或者神格的一切丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里。
Now here you find there is a little difference here and from verse 9.Chapter 1, verse
19. 这里你看见第二章九节和一章的十九节是有一个不同。
You find there are two things being added.
加上了两件事。
One is the fullness here is specified as the fullness of the Godhead.
因为这个第二章九节里面说到那个丰满是指着神的神格的那个丰满。
In other words, the emphasis now is on the fullness.Of the Godhead.
这地方是注重在这个神格里的那个丰满。
Now, what is the fullness of the Godhead?
到底神格的那个丰盛是什么呢？
That is to say, what is God?
换句话说，就是什么是神？
When we think of God,
当我们想到神的时候，
we think of His love.
我们想到神的爱。
But who can measure His love?
但是谁能测量神的爱？
Nobody can fathom the deep, the height, the width, the length of the love of God.
神的爱，没有人能测度他的阔长甚高。
Even in a letter to the Ephesians,
甚至在以弗所书里面,
when the Apostle Paul tried to describe the love of God,
当使徒保罗想要来描写这一个神的爱的时候,
he can only say what length, what height, what depth.
他只能说何等的阔长深高,
then how he doesn't know.
但是何等这个他不知道,
to what degree?He couldn't fathom.
到底神的爱到一个什么程度，他不能够测度。
The love of God is beyond our comprehension.
因为神的爱是远超过我们的头脑所能领会。
Thank our God, we have tasted a little bit of His love.
我们对神的爱是尝到了一点点。
But that little bit is more than we can contain.
就连这一点点都是我们好像容不下，太大了。
The fullness.Of God's love.
这是神爱的丰满。
We do not know how it's measureless.
我他这个爱是无法测度的。
And yet this love of God fills Christ Jesus.
但这一个爱充满在主耶稣基督里。
He is the fullness of the Godhead.
他就是神格的丰满。
When we think of God, His righteousness.
当我们想到神他的公义。
Is again is something beyond us.
也是超过我们头脑所能领会。
We have tasted a little bit of His righteousness.
我们稍微尝了一点点关于神的公义。
How we are being condemned in our conscience of our sins.
我们在良心的里面，我们是为着自己的罪，我们是被定罪的。
But that is only a little bit of.
这个不过是一点点而已。
The righteousness of God is beyond our understanding.
神的公义远超过我们所能领会。
He is righteousness.
他是公义。
Again, all the fullness of God's righteousness dwells in Christ.
所以神那个公义的丰满是充满在基督耶稣里面。
We think of God's holiness.
我们也说到神的圣洁。
How He is altogether different.
他是全然与一切不同的。
You cannot try to compare Him with anything.
没有一个人能够来比较神的圣洁。
He stands all by Himself.
他是非常独特的。
He is unique.
他是独一的。
He is altogether other.
他是另外一个样子。
We cannot measure His holiness.
我们没有办法测度他的圣洁。
And yet all the fullness of God's holiness dwells in Christ.
然而他圣洁，他的圣洁的丰满是居住在基督。
You can go on and go on and on without limit.
所以你可以一样一样的，你说你看你是无限量的。
Because God is infinite.
因为神是无限。
And that infiniteness is.In Christ.
而这个无限是在基督耶稣里。
All the fullness of Godhead dwells in Him.
神一切的丰满都居住在基督里。
Now, why is it that the emphasis here is centered upon this point?
为什么圣经在这个地方是强调这一点？
Because it is to be something related.To our life.
因为这个和我们的人生和我们的生活发生绝对的关系。
This fullness of the Godhead has something to do with us.
这个神的这个丰满和我们发生关系。
And another thing, word is added.
还有一件事情是加进来的。
Bodily.
就是有具体的，有形有体的。
In Him, all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily.
就是神本身一切的丰盛是有形有体具体的居住在基督里。
Now, when you read this verse,
当你读这一节圣经的时候
，What impression does it give you?
到底你有什么一个印象
？What does it mean by the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Him bodily?
到底这里说到神一切的丰盛。有形有体的居住在基督里，到底是什么意思
？Does it give you some idea of His incarnation？
你会不会想到他的道成肉身
？The Word became flesh，
道成为肉身
and tabernacle among men.
就住在人中。
Full of grace and truth.
充满恩典和真理。
On the other hand,
另外一面,
when you think of something in a body,
每次你想到一个身体,一个具体的身体,
it means that it is something that is available.
就是说这个人,这个身体你是摸得到,说的用,用得着的, 用得到。
The fullness of the Godhead is so heavenly.
这个神的丰满太属天了。
It is as if you can see from afar, but it is beyond your grasp.
好像很远,好像你摸不着边。
And yet now the fullness of the Godhead has come down in a body.
但是有一天这一个神的丰满来到地上成为一个身体。
It becomes available.
是我们可以接触的。
We can see it, we can hear it, we can touch it, we can experience it.
我们可以看见，我们可以听见，我们可以摸着，我们可以经历它。
It is no longer something transcendent.Beyond us.
不是高到一个地步我们没有办法做摸的。
It is something that is so close, so near, so real to us.
非常接近，非常实际，而是靠我们可以摸着的。
So we do thank God.
所以感谢神。
That the fullness of the Godhead is now being brought to us.
这个神的丰满已经来到我们面前。
And that is the reason why.
这就是为什么。
Immediately it is followed, and ye are complete in him.
下面说，你们也在他里面得了丰盛。
In other words, ye are now being made full in him.
换句话说，你们就因着在他里面，你们也丰满了。
So here is the secret to the way of fullness.
这就是达到丰满的一个奥秘。
Because this fullness of the Godhead is now presented to us in a body.
因为这个神的丰满已经在我们面前像成了一个身体一样。
And in that we can experience his fullness.
这样我们才能够经历他的这个丰满。
The mystery of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督那个福音的奥秘
is that it is something intensely inward.
因为这个是这一个是非常内在的。
It is not something external.
不是一些外面的事。
So we find in the Word of God.
所以在圣经神的话语里面，我们看见
a little preposition, say in, I am.
有一个前置词，就是在里面。
And this in is the secret, open the word that opened the mystery of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这一个在里面，就是打开这个福音奥秘的一个关键。
It makes the gospel of Jesus Christ altogether different from all religions.
这个叫这个福音和一切宗教完全两回事情。
All religions are outward.
所有的宗教都是外面的。
It is just outward teaching.
这是外面的一个教训。
Outward form.
外面的一个形式。
Outward ritual.
外面的一个仪礼。
And yet you find the gospel of Jesus Christ is intensely inward.
而主耶稣基督的福音是绝对内在的。
So the full of the gospel is in Christ and Christ in us.
这个福音就是说基督在我们里面，我们在基督里面。
That speaks of the mystery of the gospel.
这个就说出了福音的奥秘。
The Apostle Paul said the riches of the glory of the mystery of the gospel.
保罗说到这个隐藏的那个奥秘就是福音的奥秘。
Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
这个丰盛的荣耀就是基督在我们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
And his ministry is to present everyone perfect in Christ Jesus.
而他的职事就是要把个人都在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。
But dear brothers and sisters, and you are perfect in Him.
你们也在他里面得以完全。
Now we can look at this verse from two directions.
这一句圣经我们可以从两方面来看。
One direction is this verse tells us that we are in Christ.
一方面就是给我们看见我们是在基督里。
Because it says you are made perfect in Christ.
你们在基督里得以完全。
Do we know that today we are in Christ?
你知道我们今天是在基督里吗？
When we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们信主耶稣的时候，
somehow by the working of the Holy Spirit, we are being placed in Christ.
就是我们在，就是圣灵在我们身上工作，就把我们放到基督里。
In the Gospel of John,
在约翰福音里，
whenever you see the word believe.
每一次你读到约翰福音里的相信
，in original it is believe into。
在原来的希腊文的字义里面是说信入。
It is not just believe upon the Lord Jesus。
不是信靠，不单是信靠
，as if it is something outside。
好像是外面的一件事。
When you believe into Christ。
什么时候你信，你就信入了基督。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30.
所以在哥林多前书第一章三十节。
By him, that is by God, we are in Christ Jesus.
我们这在基督耶稣里是一就是神。
God has put us in Christ Jesus.
神把我们摆在基督里。
He has translated us out of the power of darkness.And into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
他将我们从黑暗的权势拯救我们，脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到神爱子的国里。
So this is where we are today.
这就是我们今天所在的地位。
We are in Christ Jesus.
我们是在基督耶稣里。
This is our real address.
这个是我们真正的住址。
When people ask you where do you live?
当人问我你住在哪里啊
You say I live in Westminster.
你说我住在 Westminster.
But that is only your temporary address.
那个不过是你的暂时临时的住处。
Your real address is in Christ Jesus.
你真正永远的住处就是在基督耶稣里。
God has put you in Christ Jesus.
神已经把你放在基督耶稣里。
And brothers and sisters, this is something tremendous.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件不得了的事。
Why?
为什么
？Because we are no longer living in a wilderness.
因为我们今天不但是住在旷野
，we are living in Canaan.
我们是住在迦南。
God, thanks be unto God who has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
感谢神。他已经将天上各样属灵的福气在基督耶稣里赐给了我们。
In other words, all the spiritual blessings in the heavenlies.
换句话说，所有在天上的属灵的祝福
，God has already given to us in Christ Jesus.
神在基督耶稣里已经赐给了我们。
He does not give us blessings in piecemeal.
神并不是把一些零零碎碎的祝福给我们。
He put all his spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus.
他把一切的祝福都放在基督耶稣里。
And he gave his son to us.
并且他将他的儿子赐给了我们。
And it is all there.
都在哪里？
Just like the children of Israel.
这好像以色列人。
You remember how God promised the children of Israel the land flowing with milk and honey.
你记得神怎样应许以色列人将牛奶与蜜之地赐给他们。
And God said he will give this land to them.
他说，神说要把这个地赐给你们。
And before they enter into the land,
在他们还没有进到这个美地以前，
when they were at the border of the promised land,
当他们在应许之地的边界，
Moses in Deuteronomy,
在申命记里面，
if you read Deuteronomy, you'll find in chapter 6, chapter 8, chapter 11,
六章、第八章和十一章，
three times,
三次，
Moses described the land that God has promised to them.
摩西三次描写形容这个神所赐给他们的美地。
Now you will ask, how did Moses know?
你要问了，到底摩西怎么知道了这个地？
Because he was not allowed to enter into the promised.
因为他到末了，他都没有让神没有让他进了这个地。
And when he described that land,
当他描写形容这个地的时候，
it was before the time that he was allowed to have a far view of that land.
那个时候还没有，就是最后神给他看一看那个地而已。
So evidently, he received a revelation.
很显然，他的确从神那里得到一个启示。
In a vision, he saw the land.
在他的意象当中，他看见了迦南美。
And he saw the land so clearly.
那么清楚地看见那个地。
He said, "The land that God will lead you into."
他说，神要带领你们进去的这块地。
Everything was prepared and ready.
好，一切统统预备好了，等着你们。
Houses already built.
房子造好了。
And filled with good things.
哦，里头装满了美物。
Vineyard already planted.
葡萄园统统栽好了。
Wells already dug.
井都挖好了。
Everything was ready for you to go in and enjoy.
什么统统预备好，只等你们进去享用。
It's already made.
统统好了。
There is nothing that needs you to do anything.
没有什么需要你们做的。
And not only that.
不但这样。
It is a land of great variations.
哦，这个地里头花样很多。
You have streams, you have fountains, you have rivers.
有河，有流，有溪。很多很多说法。
And you have mountains and you have valleys.
有山有谷。
And you have all kinds of grains.
有各种的谷类。
For your food.
可以做你们的食物。
And all kinds of fruits for your enjoyment.
各种的水果给你们享用。
And even under the earth, there will be copper and iron and all these materials.
甚至土里面还有铜矿、铁矿。
And not only that.
不光这样。
But he said, this land is altogether different from Egypt.
而这个地和埃及完全不一样。
Now the children of Israel, they knew Egypt.
他们以色列人以前在埃及。
Because they lived there.
他们曾经在这住过。
And Egypt was a flat land.
埃及是一个平原。
There were deserts.
他们有沙漠。
And there is the Nile River.
有尼罗河。
And where they want to plant.
所以如果他们要栽种的话，
they had to use their feet to bring the water up from the river to the land.
他们需要用水车用脚把这水打到地上来。
And I suppose those brothers and sisters, older brothers and sisters who came from China knew this.
很多在座有老年的中国来的弟兄姊妹们知道这个怎么回事。
When I was young,
我年轻的时候，
the farmers had to use that kind of foot pedal.
这个农人都需要用那个水车用脚来踏的。
And bring the water from the river to the field.
把这个水从河里面打到这个地上。
It is a very hard labor.
这是个很辛苦的工作。
And yet the land that they were going into.
但是他们进入的迦南美地。
You don't need to labor like that.
用不着这样劳苦。
Because it is a land where rains will fall.
因为这块地春雨秋雨经常落下来。
Because God's eye is upon that.
因为神的眼睛常常看顾这地。
It's different from the world.
和世界完全不一样。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
there you only find the shadow, the type.
你只能从这些事情里面看见这个预表，这个影儿。
Because the children of Israel were a type of us today.
因为以色列人乃是今天我们的信主的人的一个预表。
They were God's earthly people.
他们是神属地的一般子民。
And we are God's heavenly people.
我们是属神的属天的子民。
God's promises to them are earthly and material.
神所应许他们的是属地的，是物质的。
And God's promises to us are spiritual and heavenly.
神所应许我们的乃是属天的，是属灵的。
And how much better are the heavenlies than the earthly?
你想属天属地属灵的，比属地和物质的好的不知道哪里去。
The children of Israel.Before they enter into the promised land, they pass their days in the desert.
以色列人进迦南美地以前，他们经过了旷野。
And in the wilderness, there was absolutely nothing.
在旷野里什么都没有。
And yet God will bring them into the land, flowing with milk and honey.
但神要把他们带进这个地，是牛奶与蜜子。
And when they enter into the promised land,
当他们进到这个应许之地，
they will find everything was ready.
他们发现一切统统预备好了。
Wherever they put their sole or their foot down is theirs.
他们只要脚踏在那个地上，这一切都是他们的。
They just enter in and enjoy all that they need.
他们就一进去享受一切他们所需要的。
And there is nothing lacking.
并且一无所缺。
It is a type of our Lord Jesus.
这是我们主耶稣的一个预表。
As a matter of fact, God has already put us in that land.
事实上，主神已经把我们摆在那块美地。
So, every spiritual blessings in the heavenlies.
所有一切属天的这个祝福
has already been given to us in Christ Jesus.
在基督耶稣里已经都赐给了我们。
All that we need is to claim it and to experience it.
在我们这边只要来取用，只要来经历它就可以了。
That is grace.
这是恩典。
Amazing grace.
这是奇异的恩典。
But in order to enjoy this,
但是为着要享用这一个。
We need faith.
我们需要信心。
You know, the children of Israel, at one time, they couldn't enter into the promised
land. 知道你说以色列人有一段时间不能进到这个美地。
Because they did not believe.
因为他们不信。
Because of their unbelief, they were not be able to enter into the promised land.
因为他们的不信，他们没有办法进入这个应许的美地。
And the same thing is true to us today.
今天在我们身上也是一样。
God has already put us in Christ.
神已经把我们放在基督里。
And all the fullness of the Godhead in Christ is available to us.
所有神本身一切的丰富在基督里都给我们预备好，我们随时可以取。
It does not require our labor, our striving, our struggling.
并不需要我们的挣扎努力。
By faith.We enter into that fullness.
我们乃是借着信进入这一个丰满。
Because what is faith?
因为什么是信？
In the Bible, there is one place.
在圣经里面有一处。
It is very close to a definition.
很接近是一个定义，信心的定义。
You know, the Bible never defines terms.
圣经从来不解释一些名词。
Because if you define it, you confine it.
因为如果一定义了，你就把它限制了。
Because God is infinite.
因为神是无限的。
So you do not find any definitions in the scripture.
在圣经里找不到一些定义。
But so far as faith is concerned,
就着信心这个词而论。
There is one place where it is very close.To a definition.
它非常接近，像是一个定义。
And that's Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1.
这就是希伯来书第十一章第一节。
What is faith?
什么是信心？
Faith, according to David's translation.
按照大卫的那个译本。
Because he is trying to bring out the original thought.
因为大卫很想把这个翻译到的达到那个原来的原初的意思。
It is a little difficult to understand.
这个有一点不大好领会。
And his translation is, faith is the substantiating of the things hoped for.
他说这个信心乃是所盼望的事情的一个实话。
In other words, you have a substance there.
你有一个具体的东西。
And that substance is something that you hope for.
这个具体的东西是你一直想要得着的。
It is not an abstract.
不是一个抽象的东西。
That you hope for.
不是你所想象一个抽象的东西。
There is something that is very solid, that is very real, substantial.There.
有一个具体的东西，非常实在、实际的东西。
And this is something that you hope for.
就是你所盼望的。
But it is as if it is far away.
但是这个东西很远，好像很远。
It is beyond your reach.
好像你够不到的。
And what is faith?
什么是信心呢？
Faith is to substantiate, that is to bring the substance.Close to you.
就是把这个具体实际的东西把它肯定你了
so that you can enjoy
所以叫你可以能够享用
now for instance
比方说
if you come to this building
如果你来到这个房间房子
and there is a watch clock there
那边墙上有个钟
Now, by watching the clock, you know what time it is.
你看那个钟，你就知道现在几点钟了。
But suppose a person who is blind.
假如有一个人瞎眼。
And he enters into this room.
他进到这个房间里面。
The clock is there.
这个钟还在那里。
It is a substance there.
这是个很具体的东西。
But because he is blind.
但是因为他是瞎眼。
So to him is unreal.
所以。
Oh, to him, that clock is An abstract.
换句话就是说，这个钟对他是抽象的。
But with eyes you can see.
但是有眼睛的人能看见。
Or suppose there is a beautiful picture.
也许这里有一个很漂亮的一个图画。
And if you have eyes, you can substantiate that beautiful picture to yourself.
你如果有眼睛，你就能把这个漂亮的图画。能够实化在你的心里
，and you enjoy the beauty of it，
你就能欣赏这一幅美丽的图画。
But if you do not have eyes，
如果你没有眼镜
，even though that picture is so real, so beautiful，
虽然这个图画那么漂亮，那么美丽
，it is as if non-existent to you，
好像对你而言好像不存在。
And because of that， you do not enjoy。
因着这个缘故，你就没有办法享受。
It is not in you. It does not enter into you.
不在你里面，也没有进到你的里面。
But with eyes, it is as if that picture has entered into your life.
因着有眼睛，这一个美丽的图画进到你的心里面。
And that is what faith is.
这就是所谓的信心。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，faith substantiates the substance.Into your experience.
信心乃是一个具体的一个东西，能够实化到你的里面，成为你的享受。
So oftentimes you find our Lord Jesus said.
所以你发现主曾说过。
According to your faith, let it be done to you.
照着你的信心，给你成全吧。
In other words, there is a reality there.
所以就是意思说那里有一个实际。
But only faith.Can substantiate.
只有信心能够把这一个东西实化在你的身上。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
God has already put us in Christ Jesus.
神已经把我们众人放在基督耶稣。
And all the fullness of the Godhead are there.
所有神性的本身一切的丰盛也在那里。
Do you believe it?
你信不信？
Do you believe that the fullness of the Godhead is available to you?
你信不信？所有神的丰满是以你随时可以取用。
His love is there, His holiness is there, His righteousness is there.
他的爱在哪里？他的公义在哪里？他的圣洁也在哪里？
And you can enjoy His love, His righteousness, His holiness.
你可以享受神的爱、神的公义以及神的圣洁。
Is it as if you can bring it into your life?
换句话就是你能使用这些来成为你人生的一个经历。
That His fullness may become your fullness.
他的丰满那个成为。你的丰满
That is what faith really is.
这个就是信心的一个真意。
In Hebrews, we are told.
希伯来书告诉我们。
Look off unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
望断 以及于我们耶稣基督，我就是为我们信心创始成终的主。
The reason why we lack in faith.
为什么我们缺少信心呢？
Because we look around.
因为我们的眼睛观察四面的东西。
We have a double sight.
我们有双眼。
We do not have a single eye.
我们没有单纯的眼睛。
If we look off from everything,
如果我们的眼睛从一切事物不再看了，
do not look at our environment,
不再看我们的环境，
do not look at people,
不再看人，
do not look at your own self,
也不看你的自己，
but look unto Jesus,
而单单的仰望主耶稣。
He is the author of your faith.
他是你信心的创始者。
The more you look at him, the more faith rises up within you.
你越多注目他，你信心在里面油然而生。
And he is the completer of your faith.
他也是信心的成终者。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
faith is not in us.
信心并不在我们里头。
Faith casts anchor upon Christ.
信心的锚是抛在基督身上。
So if we have faith,
如果我们有信心，
then truth is being brought into our life.
这个真理就能实际的进到我们的生命中。
Thank God, we are in Christ Jesus.
我们是在基督耶稣里。
It only takes faith to see it.
只有信心能来看见。
And when you see it, you begin to enjoy it.
当你看见的时候，你就开始享受。
Then you have the other side.
还有另外一面。
Christ in you, the hope.
就这里所说的，基督在你们里面是荣耀的盼望。
Thank God, His work is so complete.
他的工作，感谢神是那么的完全。
He has not only put us in Christ.
他不只把我们放在基督里
，but He also put Christ in us.
他也将基督放在我们里面。
Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30, it continues.
因为林前第一章三十节下面一段话
By him ye are in Christ Jesus.
你们在基督耶稣里是本乎神
Whom he has made wisdom from God unto us.
他使我们他叫我们是他成为我们的智慧公义圣洁
Righteousness, sanctification and redemption.
是我们的公义圣洁和救赎
In other words,
换一句话说
，Not only God has put us in Christ，
神不光把我们放在基督里
，But when we believe in the Lord Jesus，
当我们信耶稣的时候
，He put Christ in us，
他将基督耶稣放在我们里面。
Now do you know Christ is in you？
你知不知道基督是在你里面
？As a matter of fact， you find this is a test of our faith。
其实这是我们信心的一个试验。
Because in 2 Corinthians chapter 13,
因为在哥林多后书十三章
2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5,
第五节
Examine your own selves if ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Do ye not recognize yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed He be reprobate.
第五节说，你们总要自己省察有信心没有，也要自己试验，岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就有基督耶稣基督在你们心里吗？
It is a test of our faith.
这是我们信心的一个试验。
How do you know that you are in the faith?
你怎么知道你有信心？
It is because you know Christ Jesus.Is in you.
因为你知道基督耶稣是在你里面。
That is an inward evidence.
这是一个内在的一个证据。
Because when you really believe in the Lord Jesus.
因为你当你真正信主耶稣以后。
Not a superficial, outward thing.
不是仅仅外面的一些事。
You really believe him with your heart.
你真是从心里面相信主耶稣。
And God will put Christ.
神要将基督放在你里面
And Christ in you is the hope of glory
基督在你里面才是那个荣耀的盼望
Brothers and sisters, today in every believer Christ lives in him or in her.
弟兄姊妹们，今天每一个信主的人，基督都住在他里面。
A living Christ.
一位活的基督。
He lives in you by his spirit.
啊，借着他的灵住在你们的里面。
Now, it is such a glorious thing.
这实在是一件非常荣耀的事。
You know, if some prominent person will visit you at your home, now you feel what an honor that is.
如果一个名人造访你的家来拜访你，你会觉得非常荣耀的一件事。
But if he can live in your home,
如果他能住在你家里
，and permanently live in your home,
而且长期住在你家里
，now what a glory that is!
那是非常荣耀的一件事。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Christ, the Son of God.
基督这一位神的儿子。
The fullness of the Godhead.
就是神本性一切的丰盛在他里面的这一位。
He now lives in you in the Spirit.
今天在灵里住在你的里面。
And he is not just visiting you.
他不是光光来访问你。
He is resident in you.
他是住在你的里面。
How will you treat him?
你怎么对待他？
Do you put him in the attic?
你是把他放在阁楼上？
And only when you're desperate, you consult him.
只有当你问题不能解决了，才去和他商量。
When he comes into your house,
当他进到你的家，
what will happen?
会什么事情发生？
When our Lord Jesus visited the house of Martha,
当主耶稣访问马大的家，
you find Martha understood.
你知道马大知道
everything he had to ask the Lord.
他什么都要问主耶稣。
She was busy with serving.
他在那里忙着在那服侍。
And she saw her sister sitting at the feet of Jesus just listening.
他看见妹妹坐在主耶稣的脚前，在那里听主耶稣讲话。
She was disturbed by many words.
他因为事情多，心里忙乱。
There she called Mary and said, "Come and help me."
他说 ，Mary， 玛利亚，你来帮助我。
She knew better.
他比较会做。
She asked the Lord Jesus.
哦，他很聪明，他就问主耶稣。
Because the Lord visiting her home is not a guest.
因为主到他们的家不是一个客人。
When the Lord arrives in a home, the Lord is the master of the house.
当主临到一个家，主就是这个家的主人。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
do you realize that you have a master living in you?
你知道吧？你有一个主人住在你的里面。
Since the day he came into your heart,
当他自从主耶稣进到你的心里，
you are no longer the master of your
life. 你不再是你的主人。
He is the Lord, the master.
他才是那个主人。
And he is there not as a guest.
他而且在那里不是做客。
He is there to be the master of the house.
他来到这个家里，成为这个家的主人。
He is going to transform that house.
他要改变、变化这个家。
So the house will be suitable.To his taste.
好叫这个家能够配他的这个胃口口味。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
when Christ comes into our life,
当主耶稣进到我们的人生当中，
it is the hope of glory.
这就是荣耀的盼望。
Now what is glory?
什么是荣耀？
Glory again is a term that cannot be defined.
这个荣耀这个词又是没有办法给下定义的。
The only thing we know is where glory is, there is the manifestation of God.
我们真正知道，有荣耀的地方就是神彰显他自己的地方。
Once I read an article by T. Austin Sparks.
有一次我读了史伯克弟兄的一篇文章。
And there he tries to explain what glory is.
他在那篇文章里想解释什么是荣耀。
He said, when you do something that really satisfies you.
他说当你做一些事情真是叫你自己心里非常满意的。
Somehow in your face it shines.
当你这么得意的时候，你的脸啊就很自然有一种的一种情形表达出来。
So what is glory?
他说什么是荣耀？
Glory is when God is satisfied with what he does.
就是荣耀，就是神当他做成他的事情要做的事情以后，他所表现。
And then glory appears.
这个荣耀就出现。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
what is glory?
什么是荣耀？
Glory is none other but the presence, the manifestations of God himself.
荣耀就是神自己的同在和他的彰显。
It is his satisfaction.
这是他的满足。
Because he finds that everything is according to his taste.
因为每一件事都合了他的胃口。
And that is the meaning of our being conformed to his image.
这就是我们被磨成他儿子形象的意义。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
how we do thank the Lord.
我们是在满心感谢主。
He has not only put us in Christ.
他不只把我们放在基督耶稣里，
but he put Christ in us.
也将基督耶稣放在我们里面。
And he is there continuing transforming us.
他并且在我们里面一直做变化工作。
There are so much in us that is shameful.
有许多在我们的身上是羞辱的。
And he is trying to transform us.
他要想要来变化我们。
So that we may be conformed to his own image.
叫我们能够被磨成他自己的形象。
And that is glory.
这就是荣耀。
That is the hope that is before us.
这就是在我们前面所摆的一个盼望。
So how can his fullness become ours?
所以怎么能叫神的这个丰满成为我们的丰满？
It takes the Holy Spirit within us.
在于圣灵在我们里面的工作。
According to Christ, he will transform us to conform to his image.
他会在我们的身上做工，照着基督把我们能做成主的形象。
He will take away anything in us that is not of Christ.
所有在我们身上不是非基督的东西，他都要把我们是从身上除去。
And he will fill us with Christ himself.
他要在我们的里面将基督自己充满在我们的全人。
And that is the fullness of Christ has come into us.
这就是基督的丰满进到我们的里面。
And we are being made perfect.
我们也在他里面能够得到了完全。
But of course, during the process,
当然在这个过程当中，
we need to be disciplined by God.
我们需要受到神的管教。
And when we are under his discipline,
当我们在他的管教的手下，
at the time of the discipline, it is painful.
在这个管教的时候是非常痛苦。
But it will bring us into his holiness.
但是他要把我们带进他的圣洁。
It will bring us into glory.
把我们带进他的荣耀。
So in this sense, there is something we need to do.
所以就是这一面我们有一些事情要做。
So far as in Christ is concerned, we need to believe.
在基督里这一面我们需要相信信心。
Christ in us is concerned, we need to obey.
就说基督在我们里面而言，我们需要顺服。
When the Spirit of God is working Christ into us,
当圣灵在我们的里面，在基督做到我们里面的时候，
we need to submit and to obey.
我们需要顺服，我们需要降服。
We need to cooperate.
我们需要和神圣灵合作。
We cannot do anything.
我们什么都不能做。
We cannot transform ourselves.
我们也不能变化我们自己。
It is all his working.
这都是他的工作。
It is all grace.
都是恩典。
But it requires us to cooperate.
他要求我们与他合作。
To yield and to obey.
他要求我们降服，需要我们顺服。
And the quicker you obey.
你越快顺服，
the faster will be the completion of his work.
他工作的 完成就更快。
We cannot prevent God to complete His work in us.
我们不能拦阻神在他的我们身上的工作的完成。
But we can delay and postpone His work.
但是我们会延迟他的工作。
So it is wise for us if we cooperate.
所以若是我们聪明，我们就会学习和他合作。
Because eventually He will bring many sons to glory.
因为到最后，他要带领许多的儿子进入荣耀。
Whom He has predestined.
他说预先所晓定下的。
He has called.
他已经呼召他们。
Whom He has called.
他所召来的。
He has justified.
他称他们为义。
And whom He has justified.
所称为义的人。
He has glory.
他叫他们得荣耀。
So the work will be done.
所以这个工作早晚要完成。
So it is wise to learn to obey.
所以聪明的啊，你就要学习顺服。
And ye are made full in Christ.
你们在基督里也得了丰盛。
Then you'll find in Colossians.
然后在哥罗西书里面。
From chapter 2, verse 16 onward.
从第六节到以后，到后面。
You'll find it is something that concerns our daily living.
这里是讲到我们的日常的生活。
Actually, it is the consequence of knowing the will of God.
这是我们认识神旨意的一个结果。
You remember at the very beginning,
你记得在开头的时候,
we said that in Colossians chapter 1,
第一章,
in Paul's prayer,
在保罗的祷告里,
in verse 9 he said, to the end that you may be filled with the full knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
他是愿意你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
And then from verse 10 onward,
从第四节开始,
it is the result, the consequence of being filled with the full knowledge of God's will.
这个是满心知道神旨意的一个结果。
That we may walk worthily of the Lord unto all well pleasing and so on and so forth.
好叫我们的行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦等等的话。
And actually you'll find the first chapter and the second chapter up to verse 15 is to the end that you may be filled with the full knowledge of God's will.
这个都是讲到是我们那个满心知道神旨意的一个结果。
And then from chapter 2 verse 16 to the very end is what you find from walk worthyof the Lord and to well pleasing and so on and so on.
所以说第二章的十六节开始就是讲到我影响了我们的生活了。
Now oftentimes you find in the New Testament.
常常我们从新约里面
after a teaching or a truth is presented.
当圣经先说到这一个真理的那一面以后
it will be followed by what we will call a conductOf behavior.
好，接下去总是讲到我们的生活有关事。
But we need to remember one thing.
但是我们要记得一件事。
What is mentioned that follow the presentation of truth?
所有在真理教训下面接下去的。
These are not ethics.
这些。不是一般人所说的道德这些规劝。
These are not something that we have to strive to arrive at.
这不是我们要想挣扎努力来实现、实行、实现的。
Actually, these are the description of a life that is filled with the fullness of God.
乃是被神丰满充满以后而有产生的一个结果。
So you do not look at these things as ethics.
所以你千万不能把这下面记的计划当作一些道德的规规。
Because ethics is something that you try to arrive at.
因为道德的教训是你自己想力想办法达到的一个情形。
But these are just a description.
这些乃是一些描写。
Now if
如果
you are filled with the full knowledge of God,
你被神旨意的丰满的被充满神的旨意。
In Christ really fills you.
让基督真正充满了你。
These are the things, are the ways that you will live.
这个下面呢，就是你会有这一种的生活。
You will live your personal life.
你个人生活就是这样。
Your church life.
你的教会生活是这样。
Your family life.
你的家庭生活是这样。
Your social life.
还有你的社会。
You find in every area of your life.
在你生活的每一方面
，it will be just the expression of Christ in you.
这就是基督。在你身上的一个彰显。
So you find it is all grace.
所以通通是恩典。
Nothing is of law.
没有律法。
Nothing is of man.
没有出于人的。
But everything is of grace of God.
一切都是出于神的恩典。
It is not just an outward behavior.
不是一个外面的一个行为。
It is the outflow of an inward life.
乃是内在生命的一个流露。
And that is the expression of fullness.
这就是丰满的一个表现。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
we find all fullness is in Christ.
我们看见一切的丰满在基督里。
God has put us in Christ.
神把我们放在基督里。
And he has put Christ in us.
也将基督放在我们里面。
And if we allow Christ to live in and through us.
如果我们让基督活在我们里面，也活出来在我们的身上，
then God will be glorified in our daily living.
神就在我们日常的生活当中得着荣耀。
So may the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
Let us pray.
我们一边祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for gathering us.Together these days.
感谢主这几天让我们能聚集在你面前。
We fully understand that unless thou dost speak to us,
我们知道若不是你对我们说话，
all speakings are in vain.
所有人的话都是虚突然的。
Unless thy Holy Spirit make real the word,
除非圣灵在我们里面将这些话能够实际实化在我们心里。
They will not affect our life.
也不能够影响我们的生活。
So we come to thee in humility.
所以我们谦卑来到主的面前。
We ask that thou will not allow thy word to return void.
我们求你不叫这些话语突然返回。
We pray that thou will bless thy own word.
我们求你祝福你自己的话。
That it will accomplish its own.
能够完成你的旨意
to the praise of thy glory.
为着叫你的荣耀得到称赞。
We do commit one another into thy keeping.
我们彼此将弟兄们和我们自己交在主保守的手中。
We pray that in the days ahead,
主在前面的日子，
before thy return,
在你还没有回来之前，
that there will be a growing understanding of who are you.
能够叫我们的里面逐渐的更多认识你是谁。
That we may know thee as God knows thee.
我们能够认识你像神认识你一样。
And we may allow thee to be everything to us.
我们能让你在我们的身上成为我们的一切。
Take away from us anything that is outside of thee.
所有你之外的事物求主为我们除去。
And fill us full.With our own self.
将你自己丰满的充满在我们里面。
It is all for thy own sake.
都是因着你宝贵的名。
In thy precious name we pray.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Lord.